The county launched MechLink in March. It was part of a statewide reorganization of how Medicaid funds for mental health, substance abuse, and disability services are managed. Yesterday, a special committee of commissioners recommended handing MechLink over to Cardinal Innovations. That's its counterpart to the North. Commission Chair Pat Cotham says it's not what she wanted.
We've tried very hard to keep this, but we have to face the reality of what the state wants, and they are in control, and they are more powerful than the county, and we just have to make the best of a bad situation.
MechLink's been under fire from state lawmakers since before it opened its doors for a variety of reasons. One of them is that of the 11 agencies handling Medicaid mental health across the state, MechLink is the only one run directly by a county or that covers only a single county. The state wants just a handful of these organizations instead of 11. So the General Assembly voted in May to force MechLink to merge with a counterpart or for the county to create an authority to govern MechLink. Cotham says the state has made clear it prefers a merger and it doesn't make sense to fight it anymore. And in addition, the county can stop bankrolling MechLink.
We've just got to think about what can we afford and can we, right now we're kind of bleeding money on this and that's not a good thing.
The county spent about $8.5 million to get MechLink up and running and still provides about $90,000 a month worth of administrative services. Commissioners want to recoup some of that money from Cardinal, but Cotham's skeptical about their prospects.
We don't have a whole lot of leverage. I mean, we have a big group, but Cardinal knows that nobody else wanted us. Cardinal knows that the state is pushing us to do this. So, you know, they're not fools.
The full commission will vote on the recommendation and MechLink's fate on Tuesday. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.